All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News for Wednesday, April 1st. I'm Tim Nelson. Thanks for joining us. Here's a quick summary of things you need to know in Minnesota tonight. Our attention remains focused on the COVID-19 pandemic. State officials were expressing new concern today about the future of their response to the outbreak of COVID-19. Supplies for their highest capacity coronavirus testing system are backordered for a month. Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm said the state's pleas to federal officials for help have gone unanswered.
We have had multiple phone calls with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at the highest levels based on the governor's personal request to Vice President Pence. We've sent specific supply requests and have not heard back. So none of the requested laboratory supplies that we have talked to HHS about have materialized in Minnesota at this point.
And as reports emerged that the national stockpile of personal protective equipment is nearly exhausted, Governor Tim Walz also said that he may consider extending his stay-at-home order, now slated to end April 10th.
Our peak is still coming. We are seeing real evidence that social distancing is working and slowing this down. We'll evaluate as we get closer, but I would anticipate sometime towards the early to middle of next week, we'll be making that determination based on the data.
State officials also acknowledge that discussion about whether or not the general population should wear face masks in public is picking up. The state's Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director, Joe Kelly, said home-sewn cloth masks just might help. Chris Ayersman is head of infectious diseases for the state health department and said the focus of supply efforts still needs to stay on protecting those most at risk.
I think it's something that will be have more conversations on down the road, but as valuable as it is, our efforts right now are prioritized first to congregate care settings and then to others in the healthcare setting.
Those discussions came as the state reported 5 more people have died of coronavirus infections, bringing the total to 17. It's the largest single-day toll yet in the state and includes a third death in tiny Martin County in southern Minnesota. Care providers say they're bracing for a surge of more life-threatening illness. Mary Turner is an intensive care unit nurse at North Memorial Health Hospital in Robbinsdale and president of the Minnesota Nurses Association. She says the ICU rooms there at North Memorial are already filling up. Turner says hospitals are making more room for incoming pandemic patients. She says healthcare professionals are also preparing for some tough choices. Turner says the danger of coronavirus infection is already forcing hospitals to rethink how they respond to emergencies like cardiac arrests among their patients.
We're not supposed to just run in and start doing compressions, which is what we would normally do. We for sure are to stop and put on all of our protective equipment before we get in there.
Turner said she's also concerned that fewer healthcare workers may respond in critical situations to limit hospital staff's exposure to patients carrying the coronavirus. And in political news, Congress is eyeing another round of stimulus and aid to respond to the economic fallout from the COVID crisis. Minnesota's 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig says the new measure could correct some oversights. Craig says it should expand the definition of families eligible for aid to include those with young adults, the disabled, and college students. The Democrat also says she wants to see infrastructure investment.
With interest rates at, 0%, with fuel costs so low, you're never, ever going to get a better opportunity to build in this country. And so we need to just go all in and say, let's build America right now. This is going to put people to work. This is, in the long run, going to be an investment in our country.
Craig says she also hopes the next round of stimulus will include help for mid-sized and small cities that have lost significant sales and other tax revenue as businesses have shut down. And while many hospitals are expecting a surge in patients, Mark Zedeklik reports mHealth Fairview is sending some workers home.
The health system says the staff reductions will not affect those caring for COVID-19 patients. According to a statement, workers whose hours are reduced will be paid a minimum of 50% of their regular wages and will continue receiving all of their benefits regardless of how many hours they work. MHealth Fairview says it's facing increased costs associated with acquiring equipment and supplies related to the coronavirus pandemic. It says those costs increases are coming at a time when it's seeing a decrease in revenue due to the indefinite postponement of non-critical medical procedures. The health system says employees could be called back as needed to address surges in COVID-19 patients. MHealth Fairview has 34,000 employees. I'm Mark Sedeklik.
And it's the first of the month. That means rent's due today for thousands of small business owners across the state. Whether or not they can pay is another question. Both federal and state leaders have promised relief for small businesses as this crisis drags on, but in most cases that aid has not yet arrived. Nancy Ford is among those questioning how she'll navigate in the coming weeks. She owns a small consignment and repair shop in Minneapolis called the Repair Lair. She specializes in outdoor gear and clothing like tents and raincoats.
My accountant and other people have sent me links to different loans. Well, they're called loans. They're not called free money. And so I'd like to look at my business as recession-proof, but, you know, apocalyptic plague-proof? No.
And finally, a little preview of tomorrow's Minnesota weather. Look for cloudy skies with rain in the west in the morning, then freezing rain, sleet, and snow in the afternoon. There's a winter storm watch in the west into Friday. Look for rain in the east with highs in the lower 30s northwest to near 60 east central and southwest. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and stay healthy. That's it for now from Minnesota Today.